Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. Well, this evening we'd hoped to have with us David Stevens. We were going to be talking about his book, Resurrect, which is a fascinating story. Well, first of all, Mr. Stevens was a naval commander. He was a fighter pilot, and of course, when he retired, he actually wrote a book about a fighter pilot who was killed and was resurrected in a new body. And of course, it really has to do with an exciting adventure story, and the fact, of course, that this is a effort by certainly using fiction to begin to bring in the religious beliefs, which David actually had acquired after he'd been a fighter pilot for many, many years. And certainly so many of us as victims of a liberal education turned against God in college and took a long time to come back again. David did a wonderful job on that, but unfortunately we're not going to be able to talk about his book, Resurrect, so it's going to be open lines, and we're really going to be dependent upon you out there in the audience to give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I'm actually reading Glenn Beck's book, Agenda 21. And certainly it's not at all what I anticipated it would be. I thought he'd be talking a lot about certainly the things I talk about in my talk on Agenda 21, but of course it's really not. It's a fascinating book, and I think we're going to go ahead and carry it because it tells you where this whole Agenda 21 leads to. Now, what is Agenda 21? Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. They know exactly what they're doing. They want to change and transform our society. And using the background of the environment, and of course man is destroying the environment, to enslave all of mankind and basically to destroy civilization as we know it today. And if you've never really read the background of Agenda 21, go up on the internet. I basically have various mnemonics that I use for it. One of them, of course, is they want to wreck society. And they really do want to wreck society. They want to destroy the infrastructure of America, to transfer our jobs overseas, and certainly to change the entire industrial structure of our society to take us back to the way it was during the 18th and 19th century. They want to do away with development. They want to get us to stop using electricity. They want us to cut back dramatically on our use of water. They certainly want, of course, to change the entire structure. They want to get us out of our cars, which, of course, is why they're putting in all the bullet trains. And basically, they want us to actually stop using certainly gasoline and oil. This is what this whole falter all about, global warming is about. Oh, I mean, after all, cars burn gasoline and that produces global warming. And it's all a lie. Basically, if there is any element of global warming at all, it's because of their massive spraying. And why are they spraying? Why, to produce global warming, ladies and gentlemen, to alter the weather and to destroy existing civilization. They want a wretching transformation of society. And you say that sounds crazy? Well, of course it is crazy. But these people have a different view because, of course, these people hate Christianity. Wreck society, W-R, they want to destroy religion. E, environment. C, basically they want to destroy our currency and our financial system. And K, of course, is going to be massive, massive killing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and it's going to be open lines this evening, so give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I was simply talking about this whole idea of Agenda 21. It is the hidden agenda for the 21st century. Now, it's really not hidden. The elite understand about it. The elite that control both political parties, the elite that controls the media and the banking and the corporations and the military, as certainly that controls our educational system as their agents planted within our churches. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a matter. Imaginary. This is real, and you've heard me say this before, but it's so true. You go to the polls every 4 years, you vote for the candidate of their choice, not the candidate of your choice. Remember back in 1972, our friend Gary Allen wrote a book called None Dare Call It Conspiracy and Outed the Council on Foreign Relations, of which David Rockefeller was the chairman. So David Rockefeller formed a new group, the Trilateral Commission, 1973. He and Brzezinski actually did the job, but David Rockefeller certainly was the first chairman and now is the honorary chairman of the Trilateral Commission. And basically, you go to the polls every 4 years to vote for your candidate choice. But do you know that between 1977 and the year 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States and every one of the administrations came from the membership rolls of this small number, 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and that would be Jimmy Carter and his vice president, and then George Bush, vice president under Reagan for 8 years, and then president himself for 4 years, and then in the year 1992, why, of course, both Bill Clinton and Al Gore came from the Trilateral Commission. In the year 2000, why, of course, it was Dick Cheney, the vice president, who came from that organization. And You think that we actually have a choice? We don't have a choice. They pick our Secretary of State. Certainly Hillary Clinton's husband came from the Trilateral Commission, or the man who Obama, or the woman Obama picked to replace Hillary was Susan Rice. She came from the Trilateral Commission. The man who will be, probably become the next Secretary of State, certainly John Kerry, came from the membership roles of the Council of the Trilateral Commission. Understand, lady, and of course they all belong to the Council on Foreign Relations as well, but the Trilateral Commission is the group that really runs things. Our elections are all a fraud. People want to be critical of Barack Obama. Barack Obama does exactly what he is told to do. Where do you think he got the $35 million to buy an estate over in Hawaii? Do you think he got that simply from saving his pennies and investing? Of course not. I mean, basically, he gets fabulous sums of money from the people who put him in office, and he does their bidding. And we want to be critical of Barack Obama. Well, not understanding that, of course, Barack Obama does exactly what he is told to do. And if he didn't, if he tried to act independently, if you think he would be allowed to, you're sadly mistaken. They would send him to a trip to Dallas, just like they did Jack Kennedy, and they would simply kill him. They don't hesitate to kill people, and they kill them regularly. I certainly had Colonel Dan Marvin. He was trained as a professional assassin by the Central Intelligence Agency. And if you have never heard my four CD set on deadly assassins, you'll hear my interview with Colonel Dan Marvin, who came to be a very good friend. But he was actually asked to kill a naval commander who had actually had a good deal to do with the Kennedy assassination. This naval commander, name I believe was McCollum, he knew things that the government didn't want out. And Daniel Marvin turned down that order because, of course, he did not want to kill somebody in the United States, and he certainly didn't want to kill a naval officer just because the CIA told him to. So they got somebody else to kill him, and within a few months, he was dead. This is not something imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. It really goes on in America today. And I can tell you a number of the guests that we've had on our radio program have died under very mysterious circumstances, and I'm not sure exactly why the Lord has seen fit to keep me going. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing something at the present time. Under any circumstances, we've known other people who've done a talk radio who've either had their ministries destroyed or certainly have been killed themselves. Certainly Chuck Harder, when I was first getting started to think about this thing in the late 1980s, early 1990s, Chuck Harder had one of the finest radio ministries in the country. I was really talking about NAFTA and educating people. And a friend came to him, his best friend, and he put a lot of money and time and effort into the ministry. And of course, I don't know what sort of forms Chuck Harder actually signed, but one day he went to work and suddenly found he didn't have a radio ministry. His best friend, the man he trusted, who'd worked with him so closely, was actually a government plant, and he was there to destroy the radio ministry, and Chuck Harder was never heard from again. But Chuck got off better, at least he wasn't killed. Suddenly, William Cooper, remember William Cooper, who wrote Ride a Pale Horse, and they sent a SWAT team out to kill him. Oh, my goodness, he was a terrible guy. He killed a police officer, and that's why they had to kill him. Why didn't they take him prisoner? Because, of course, the orders, I believe, were to kill him. We see all sorts of people killed. We're not talking about something imaginary. The president, right today, everyone knows he has an assassination list. And he can kill anyone in the world he wants to accuse of being a terrorist. Where's the outcry? I mean, certainly it's one thing. You might say, well, they're foreign nationals, but he's even killing American citizens without an indictment, without a trial. And then he even killed the 16-year-old son of one of the men he had killed at an entirely different time. He just had him killed. Where is the outcry from the American people? Certainly most people in America know that we have a program of torture. And we torture people. Sometimes we torture them to death. There were at least three people at Abu Ghraib in the early part of the war that were actually tortured to death. And not one of them ever went to prison for it. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Where is the outcry from our our political leaders? There isn't any. Has this ever been brought up during at the Congress about the president's ability to kill people, to have an assassination list? Go up on the internet and you can look it up. There is an assassination list. And then read about the little 16-year-old boy. An innocent boy over in Yemen looking for his dad. And they had him killed too. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not concerned and you're not willing to speak about that, why should you really think that you will have any right to rights or freedom? And of course, that's really the story of Agenda 21, Glenn Beck's book. And I think Glenn Beck, I'm developing more and more really respect for Glenn. Not only did he have the courage when he worked for Fox Media to quote from David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, where David Rockefeller readily admits to being part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others throughout the world to build a more integrated global and economic structure. Those are David Rockefeller's words, and Glenn Beck quoted them and just before he was fired by Fox. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And our regularly scheduled guest just didn't show up, so we'd love to hear from you. And, of course, it's Martin Luther King Day, but we felt that it was important, really, to talk about these things so you would really have an idea of what is going on and the fact that certainly history tells us that whenever people turn against God, God eventually turns against that people or nation. We've seen this time and again down throughout history. It happened to the children of Israel. Certainly it happened to the northern kingdom. It happened to the southern kingdom. It happened to the Jews on a number of occasions. And always they would do well. They would tend to follow God's leadership, and then they would turn against him. And terrible things would come befall the Israeli people. And then, of course, they would turn back to God, and God would bless them. And then, of course, they would become immoral again and, of course, do all the things God counseled against. And then, of course, God would eventually destroy their nation again. God has preserved the Israeli people for a time. But I believe, of course, that we're moving into the latter days. Certainly everything points in that direction. And I think we're seeing the unfolding of history. And if you haven't been listening to Pastor Billy Crone's DVD set, The Final Countdown, we do carry them. We have part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, part 5, and we probably have 4 or 5 more before this is over. And we hope you want to get these so that you can speak intelligently about what's going on today. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that most of what you think you know is not true. Basically, of course, our leaders, this small group of very evil people, and certainly before there was the Trilateral Commission, there was the Council on Foreign Relations, and before the Council on Foreign Relations, there were the Masons and the Illuminati and the Rosicrucians, and they all exist today. They didn't disappear. These secret organizations go back throughout history. The Theosophists are here. You can find them up on the internet. And they are all part of this interconnecting group of organizations working to bring about a world government. They work together. Sometimes they work in opposition. But they have a common denominator. They want a one world government, a one world financial system, and they want to destroy Christianity, which is, of course, why we took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. The Masons control the Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 from 1941 to 1971. And it was during that time they took God and prayer out of our schools with the intention of certainly turning America against God and creating a lawless society. And out of the lawless society will come with the demand for an all-powerful government. Oh, we've got to give up our guns, ladies and gentlemen, so that we won't have crime and violence. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what the people who hate America want. They want to disarm us. And believe me, the people in the secret societies are behind the gun control. The communists are behind the gun control. But communism from its inception has been controlled by the secret societies. Our telephone number, 1-800-518-8824-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines and something we'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what you'd like to talk about. We'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to realize that God always brings his vengeance upon nations that turn against him, and America has turned against God.
Oh, Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and it's open line, so if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and the board's filling up. Right now we have a Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Bill. How are we doing up there in Washington?
Oh, fine.
Do you have a question or comment?
I had a comment about, or kind of a question, but basically, you know, now that there is this inauguration, and it just seems like people that were anti-war demonstrators during Bush, and then now maybe they're still against the wars, but they're trying to say that, you know, this is the second administration now, and they just need to give Obama more of a chance, and he'll fix everything, and he'll get the economy going, and he's just like Franklin Roosevelt. And I just think that this is a bunch of propaganda, and that they're continuing the military spending and these permanent wars because they want to create a fascist society, and there's not going to be any recovery of the economy, and I think it's all a lie. And then now they're swearing him in on Martin Luther King's Bible, and I think that's a disgrace as well.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, but you have to understand, Bill, that what we tend to do is focus on Barack Obama. They want to certainly manipulate what we think about. The issue is not Barack Obama. Barack Obama is simply the front man for the power structure that controls both political parties. So don't focus on Barack Obama. Because if you do, you're going to be in a defensive position, you know, and everything you say is right. We're going to have war after war after war. And they're talking about getting our troops out of Afghanistan by 2014, but maybe we'll have to stay there a little longer. But certainly nobody ever wants to talk about that we actually toppled the government of Egypt, we toppled the government of Tunisia, we toppled the government of Libya, where this tragic event took place there at the oil refinery recently, and we are certainly financing what's going on in Syria. We're financing the world revolution, but we don't fall into the trap of debating Republican Democrat, and right or left, conservative, liberal. That's what they want you to do. They control both sides. So basically, I agree with what you're saying, but what we need to do is certainly point out that they control everything. Right now, everything is in place. They are monitoring everybody in this country. Everybody has a social security number. They have their cameras out every place. That's for the to catch the criminals. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's to monitor you. Everybody has a social security, charge card of some sort. They have a grocery card. They have a Visa card. That's so they can track everything that you buy. Basically, they have dossiers on everybody. Not one, but a number of them. They have an FBI dossier, CIA dossier. They have a DARPA dossier. They have an Office of Homeland Security dossier. And basically, if you don't believe that, you go up on the internet and look up fusion centers, and you can actually find this where they actually take all those dossiers and correlate them together. They're watching everything. They echelon, echelon. They listen to every telephone call we make. They read every email mail. They read every fax. Now, that's all done by computers, but they have pretty smart computers. But they're on permanent file. They buy hundreds of millions of square feet of office space to store all this equipment. They're keeping on every single one of us. They're tracking us with GPS. They're tracking us with drones. All of these things, they know exactly what they're doing, Bill. So basically, I can share your concern. But don't let them focus your attention on Obama. Obama is simply a front man for the people who put him in office, and they control both political parties. Anything else you want to say?
I don't trust the... I didn't trust the entire Europe, the protester display that was put on Time magazine, because Time magazine is a front for psychological operations, and the people that were on the board of Time were involved in OSS psychological operations. The people that became the publishers of a lot of these magazines.
Sure. The AOL Time Warner, of course, that's part and parcel of this. The control, there's only six major corporations that control the media, and the first one's AOL Time Warner. Anything else?
Yeah, I just think that it's a joke that I don't see why everyone is celebrating this. It's terrible because the rights are going away, and they put Martin Luther King's son on an interview saying that somehow Obama was going to change the United States from its present state, and it's just all a lie.
Well, I think it is going to change. It's going to change us for the worse. Anybody wants to know the truth about Martin Luther King, we got a wonderful 4-CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King. And believe me, James Earl Ray didn't do it. Oh, hey, thanks very much for calling, Bill. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Bruce calling from Michigan, and Bruce was asking me about my time in South Africa, and I just told him that when I was there from 74 to 77, the society was changing, but there was tremendous amount of goodwill between the black and the white. Go right ahead, Bruce.
I was reading in the encyclopedia yesterday about colonialism in Africa, and it said that in the 1890s, there were only two independent the uncolonized African nations.
And it's absolutely right. The white man did, of course, go in there, and because a lot of them were there to exploit the black, and certainly this was true in the Congo. This was true in large parts of Africa. It was not necessarily true in South Africa. But the American corporations, European, English corporations were there, and they were certainly taking the products, the wealth of Africa, and they have tremendous mining wealth and oil wealth and certainly exploiting that for their benefits. But as far as the people were concerned, there was tremendous goodwill, but the corporations, which of course were there as part of colonialism, were taking advantage of the blacks.
There was no way they could take all the natural resources, and they did. The question I'm reading to is the insanity of France and Mali and Algeria. What are they doing? I mean, I heard some guys on the TV today talking about why they ignored the Central African Republic. About 2 weeks ago, their president said, we need help, and the French said, we have no interest in the Central African Republic.
It is all...
And then all of a sudden, Mali, they dump all the...
It is all about the globalism. It's all about the one world government. Obviously, this is a country they want to bring under their control. They're not interested in the black man. We're sending our troops, it was announced last week, we're sending American troops into 35 nations in Africa to help them maintain democracy. We're not interested in democracy. We're interested in imposing global control over them and replacing the existing governments with one that'll go along with our agenda. Now, in Egypt, we see the end results of this. We topple Mubarak. And who do we put in? A fellow named Morsi. Do you know where Morsi, the new dictator of Egypt, went to school?
Was it Stanford?
No, USC, Southern California, University of Southern California. Yeah, and obviously,
like
he's
anybody who will play ball with us, they put him in charge.
That's absolutely
what they
right.
They want to do in Iran and everywhere else. They're okay.
That's exactly what it's all about, and that's what everything going on in Africa is about today.
I wanted to ask about Mali again, because some people say, well, France just, they're in such deep debt, they've got to go steal uranium from Mali or something like that. Well, why doesn't... Italy go back into Libya.
Well, they probably will. Basically,
Britain go back into Sudan.
Basically, because these countries have all lost their power. Everybody is subservient to the United States. The United States is the most powerful nation in the world today. Now, how long that'll last, I don't know. But basically, we have the mightiest military. We put out almost as much money for our military as every other country in the world. We have troops stationed in 130 nations. We have, according to Ron Paul, 900 foreign military bases. France is a surrogate. They're doing what they're told to do, and that's why they're in Mali. Okay?
Well, I saw on the Russia Today news today, they interviewed a former a British prime minister and really embarrassed him. They asked him, well, why do you support terrorists in Syria, but you're so hell-bent on stopping terrorists in Algeria? And he just kind of stuttered, stumbled, didn't know what to say. It was really embarrassing. They're so inconsistent and hypocritical. It's like you don't have to be a genius to see how inconsistent, hypocritical, and prejudiced they are in their policies.
You're absolutely right,
Our
Bruce.
Our people are so uninformed.
That's it. We need to get people informed. We need to get the people to understand what is going to happen to them and their freedom. They can't imagine ever leaving their freedom. That's why this book by Glenn Beck, which we are going to carry, is so vitally important, because he brings out what is happening in America today. And it's written in a fictional form, but I will tell you, it's such a great book. I've read almost the whole thing in 2 days. Okay?
I'll let you go, but I can see the handwriting on the wall. One of these days, they'll make it illegal for Christians to do certain things. They'll have a no-fly list. Christians and things like that will be the enemy of the entire world.
You're absolutely right, Bruce. But right now, they need us. They need to continue this idea that we're a free society, although we're not. We're monitored. They're monitoring everything we do. And every one of our telephone conversations and every one of my radio programs are monitored. Yeah. But they need us so they can continue using our financial and military power to consolidate the world government. I'm going to have to let you go because we got
Brady,
a full
thank
board.
You. Bye-bye.
But God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Bob, who's calling from Tennessee. Hi, Bob. Question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. Good to hear from you.
Good. Well, I guess I got it kind of both. Listening to what you're saying, I totally agree with you. I've learned a lot of stuff from you over the years, and it's amazing the time that you put into research and all the information you gather. I really appreciate that. And I guess my comment is, I think we definitely, our biggest problem in our country is a spiritual problem, more so than a physical and mental problems. I think the church, a lot of churches today are fast asleep at the wheel. They're not being the light that we should see in our world today. And many Christians, same thing. We're guilty of not being the light and the salt that the Lord called us to do. And that's why I think evil's pursuing. It seems like any subject you talk about, A to Z, somehow the devil's got his hands on it, and he's using people, just like the parallel in Job, where the Lord allowed him to do certain things. He couldn't take his life, but he did other things. And I think that same parallelism is going on in our country today through what's happening through registration and attacking us. Now they're going after the guns. They're using that for an excuse, so on and on, but the Lord's in control, and he's going to put an end to this situation sooner or later.
Well, I agree with you totally. We're involved in a spiritual battle, and I tremble for my country when I reflect God is just, and his justice is not going to sleep forever. And I think there are going to be some terrible things happening to America, and I don't think it's not too much in the future. But, Bob, it's going to take something like that to awaken the American people. I've said this before, but, you know, I practiced medicine for many years, and most of the doctors are not Christians. Most of them have been the victims of a liberal education and medical school, and when you're a doctor, it's sort of like you're almost like a god, you know. You can cure disease, and you can deliver babies, and you can relieve pain. It's a wonderful, wonderful profession. I love being a doctor. But, of course, so many doctors were atheists or agnostics until some terrible tragedy came. Maybe they lost a wife, or maybe their brother died, or maybe they made a bad investment. They lost everything they had financially. And it's only when times are bad, people begin looking for God. And I really believe that hopefully in the terrible times that lie ahead, we may utilize this, people like you and others who understand, to get the message out and hopefully lead these people into a personal relationship with our Lord. That may be all we'll accomplish, but at least hopefully we'll bring some people into eternity with us, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. God bless you. Stan, and keep up doing the good work.
We will, as long as God keeps me healthy, and God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Bob. But let's go to Ted, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Ted, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, hi, Dr. Stan. Just a quick comment. It's always a very enjoyable program you have. I don't know if you ever get a chance to listen to public television, but often they come off as being the sole authority and factually based in their broadcast. And tonight they had a program on the assassination of Martin Luther King, and they contended throughout the entire program that James Earl Ray was the sole gunman. Nothing about what you've talked about, nothing about how there was this trial where it was found it was a conspiracy, actually, to kill Mr. King. And, you know, it's like you said before, if you say the lie loud enough and often enough, people will believe it.
Sure.
So I appreciate your ministry, Dr. Stan, and I just want to thank you for being on the air. But I didn't know if you'd seen that program, but it's on tonight, anybody who watched it.
All right, fine. I don't have time to watch it. You know, I have to read all the time, and certainly I do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and basically, the important thing is I'm behind the microphone as much as I can be and have a little time with my family. But let me simply mention that we do have a 4-CD set of interviews with people about the assassination of Martin Luther King. And then we have the book written by the lawyer that was hired by Martin Luther King's family to bring a case against a man who was part of a conspiracy, who openly admitted to being part of a conspiracy. He was dying, and he thought the truth should come out. And so basically, you can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the book, and designate the book on Martin Luther King's assassination, and the 4-CD set. They're vitally important. And basically, of course, they did everything they could to discredit Martin Luther King. I think that he was probably an honorable man trying to do the right thing. And J. Edgar Hoover set out to characterize him as a womanizer and what a terrible, terrible guy. And so basically, you divide the country, those who support him and those who don't, so we can turn black against white and white against black. They are such experts at dividing and conquering. God bless. Anything else you want to say, Ted, before we let you go?
No, Dr. Stan, keep up the good work. As always, a great program.
God bless, and thanks very much. And that was Ted calling from Washington. Let's go to David, who's calling from upstate New York. We've got a couple of lines open. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, David, how are we doing?
Pretty good. Hey, Dr. Stan, I have a question for you in regard to the framers of our Constitution. What form of military did they want us to have in this country?
They did not want us to have a military. They want us to have a navy because we needed ships to guard our ships for commerce. But they did not want a standing army. They certainly wanted a few military officers. They wanted a place where they could be trained. But they did not want a military because they knew that eventually it would be used against the people, as it will be, tragically, in America. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Now, in the Old Testament, what form of military did they have during the reign of King David? Was it more of a militia?
I really think that it was, but basically down the line, of course, when he really went into a series of wars, so these had to be organized armies that he had. But David was successful because God blessed him and blessed his efforts. And had God not been with David and his military, they never would have been able to take all of Israel and consolidate it under David's control. So basically, of course, our country is going to begin losing its wars because God is going to turn against America. At one time, certainly our military leaders were fine Christian people. Today, it is illegal for a army chaplain to pray or military chaplain to pray in the name of Jesus Christ and for any military leader to lead his men in prayer. What a sad commentary that is on America. And basically, it means I fear that if we get into another major conflict, our God is not going to support America.
Just give me an example of a standing army. I mean, would the three branches of service, would you have the Army, Marines, and Air Force? Would that be considered as
a standing army? But basically, you would have... Basically, originally, while we had an officer corps, but we had very, very few full-time soldiers. And then gradually, little by little, while they gradually tried to expand the army, and they eventually did. So now we have the largest military force in the whole world. So basically, we do not need a standing army. What we need is an army to defend America, not an army to be used for globalism to establish this one-world government, the prophesied one-world government. Anything else, David?
So in a sense, what you're saying is instead of a standing army, all that we really need in this country is a militia, then?
Absolutely. We need a militia. We do need a navy. We probably need an air force. But we need one to defend America, not to attack other countries. And we certainly don't need drones, and we certainly don't need the CIA, and we don't need the FBI, and we do not need all of these agencies, which are simply a means of power. It's all about power. It's all about control. We do not need the NSA. That NSA stands for no such agency. Actually, it's much more powerful and much more dangerous than the CIA. And the fact that most people don't even know about it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But fortunately, we do have the internet. So you can go up and check it out. The NSA has far more people than and a much larger budget than the CIA. Anything else, David?
Yeah, just quickly to make it clear and clarify. Now, when David was in power, his army was comprised of a militia, or was it?
No, I think it was probably a regular army, maybe not by our standards, but certainly it would be organized as a regular army. Yes, David, eventually, of course, when he became king, and then they set out to conquer the surrounding areas. Why, of course, they had a regular army with generals and all the various ranks. I don't know what they called them at that time. But, of course, you remember the story about the Uriah, the Hittite, when, of course, David actually ran off with Bathsheba, Uriah's wife. And then David, of course, sent him into battle, but put him at the front where he'd be sure to be killed. And God certainly never forgave David for that. He always loved David, but he never forgave him. And David, of course, died a tragic old man because of his sins against God. I'm going to have to let you go because we have some other callers. But God bless, and thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Sandy calling us from the state of Washington. Again, our numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And hi, Sandy. How are we doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I thought it was interesting that Germany wants to take their gold out of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. I think that if they do that, that other countries are going to do the same.
I think you're absolutely right, Sandy, but what's even more significant is that Germany wanted their gold. And I think that they have about 3,000 tons. And basically, we offered to give them 300 tons, and it'll be that for about 6 months. We're only going to give them half of their gold. Why won't we give them their gold back? Because, of course, basically, I don't think we have the gold. I believe, of course, that the whole world monetary system is simply on the edge of certainly a very, very sharp blade, and I believe this whole thing is going to collapse before very long. And the people who run the Federal Reserve Board, why, if somebody wants their gold, won't you give it to them? Well, it's because you're afraid for the stability of that system. And they know very well that when this monetary system comes down, that America's great wealth and power comes down with it. And I think it's something we should all be concerned about. I share your concern.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. That was all I had.
Okay, fine. Of course, you remember, of course, that they want to get, I think they have about 350 tons in France. They're going to get that money back from France. France will give them their gold. But the United States will not give them the gold. And basically, of course, we've occupied. We have our troops occupying Germany since the Second World War. We have about 45,000 troops over there, and we pretty well control that country. If we had 45,000 Chinese communist troops in this country, China would control America. Well, we control Germany. But now, of course, some of the people over there are beginning to act independently and concerned about the survival of Germany because they know the whole world financial system's going down.
Right.
Okay?
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. And okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back in a minute to wrap up this hour. We got a great program for the next hour. Don't even think about changing that dial.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time I have to remind you out the listening audience that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1- 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, why, certainly, why, Chris, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, because as one of our callers said, this is primarily a spiritual battle, and it really is, and for some reason, God has kept me going, and certainly has provided the wherewithal so we can be going almost 20 years now, 19 years at least, and certainly if you'd like to help us, then pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection. Now, we do want to mention we're trying to get our book reprinted. We're about a quarter of the way, a little past a quarter of the way towards getting the people to help us. And basically, if you can put up $150, why, you'll get a case of the books. That's 64 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness, which you should read under any circumstances. But you'll get them for less than $2.40 each. You can actually sell the books. You can give them away. You can lend them. But here's a means by which you can touch people's hearts and lives. So if you'd like to help us get Brotherhood of Darkness reprinted, and this will probably be the last printing of it, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, we have a great new DVD. It's called Common Core. Common Core. And basically, it's a new Common Core curriculum by which, of course, we put computers in the classrooms. We have a federal curriculum so they can condition the minds of our children into globalism, hatred of God, certainly undermine their belief in God and family and country, and make them into little globalists who believe in this idea of being world citizens. And it's a terrible system. Certainly Orlene Cole is a teacher, but of course other teachers are afraid to speak out. Orlene certainly is full-time now. She's the California president of the Eagle Forum. But the other teachers are afraid to speak out. But Orlene lays it all out. You certainly want to get her book we carry on Common Core. And you want to get this DVD. It's called Common Core. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, if you go to our website, you'll find all sorts of fascinating DVDs that we have, talks we've given, my talk on Agenda 21. It's called Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. We have another Agenda 21 talk given by Michael Shaw. We're entirely different. We're covering the same material. But, of course, he covers it purely from the mechanical point of view. I cover it from the overall point of view and the fact there really is an organized effort to destroy the infrastructure of America, to transfer our jobs overseas, to actually destroy Christianity, to kill the vast majority of people in this nation, and they're in the process of doing this. They've already killed several billion people, and suddenly they're going to kill billions more. They intend to kill off 90% of the population of our country. And if you doubt that, you need to get my talk, Agenda 21, The Covert Plan. And then, of course, you need my talk on population control, the covert agenda, the different talks. They overlap somewhat. But you need to have this information. We have other talks, and then they call it genocide, planned population reduction. You need to get this. You need to get the documentation. If you want to know how they're poisoning the water, of course, you need to get the talk. It's a DVD called The Hidden Agenda, and there's an excellent syllabus with that. If you want to know how they're poisoning our vaccines and why vaccines are, you should not be taking them, the talk is The Specter Haunting America. And, of course, we have all sorts of talks on, certainly on the financial tragedy. We have my talks on the financial Armageddon, on the financial tsunami. Talks we gave many, many years ago, but they're apropos today. We have, of course, Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. But please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. Oh. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Bob Fletcher. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Okay, and how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thanks. Well, what are we going to talk about this evening?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You know, I hesitate to talk very much about the inauguration today. Only because it's been so beaten to death already by every form of media, and of course, you know, we're gonna be living with that inauguration through the regular media probably for the next 30 days. They tend to constantly looking for something to divert our attention, and of course, when they get a hold of something like our like the extraordinary, expensive, elaborate inauguration that we just witnessed, they're going to beat that to death. So,
but I think it's so important, Bob, that we understand this is a spectacular. What is it all about? I mean, who puts up the money? Why the people of great wealth are putting it up? What's it all about? It's all about entertainment. It's about us to believe this is something very special. We've inaugurated a Barack Hussein Obama for the second time, without ever pointing out that Barack Hussein Obama is simply a front man for the power elite that controls both political parties and makes mockery out of this concept of democracy. First of all, we're not a democracy or a republic. And secondly, there are a group of very wealthy people who control the banks. There are only six major corporations that control 70% of the financial wealth of this country, financial assets of this country. There's six major media corporations. They all tie into the Trilateral Commission, as the banks do, and they all part and parcel of that. They give us a conservative position, a liberal position, but they never tell us the truth. And basically, what you've just seen with the inauguration was a spectacular. It's entertainment, Bob. It's all about entertainment. It has no substance at all, but it is simply to give the American people something to talk about, and Barack Obama gives a speech. But he's not going to tell you what he's really going to do. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's there was a couple things. You know, I went over, I've gone over his speech rather, you know, just carefully to see what the setup would be. What is he putting up there, preparing us for? And I saw something that was really interesting. You know, in the midst of all of the variety of things that he could have talked about, so to speak, and of course he did not get into too much. He a little bit mentioning, you know, to try to adjust the Constitution to modern times. A little bit of that. Which, of course, that's a...
You see, that shows his hypocrisy. He's sworn to uphold the Constitution, not to change it. If he wants to change the Constitution, it should be amended, not simply changed at his whim, because he thinks it's outmoded, because it doesn't give him the power. This is all about power. And basically, that was one thing that our founding fathers objected to, was power, because they knew that power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts everyone, even Barack Hussein Obama. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was watching to see, you know, what little signals we might get, and to kind of my surprise, he mentioned climate change. the threat of climate change. And I thought that was kind of interesting, but I think I have some insight. We've talked a little bit about that.
Well, I think we ought to talk about it because basically there is climate change, and it's climate change is because of the massive spraying program, which he obviously knows about, or they do not want people to know about how they're geoengineering our climate.
Well,
Bob, go right ahead.
Sure. Additionally, you know, a couple things lit up some lights for me. Number one, of course, it goes back to what I've discussed so many times, and that's the old Iron Mountain report that was basically this outline done way back in the 60s, the 30-year program putting us into world government. And part of that was one of the mandates that they said would be a perfect application, a means by which they could scare the American people to want to move us under this one big umbrella for world government. One of the very specific points was climate and environmental problems. What they wrote in the Iron Mountain Report, which you're so familiar with, is that they said in there, actually very specifically, they said that if we changed today, if we started to change some of the regulations on environmental hazards and problems and things, if we lightened up and changed some of the laws and regulations, now this was back in the 60s, they said within 10, 15, 20 years, we would be able to show enough radical change and effect on the climate that it would scare the American people. And what they also put in the Iron Mountain Report, this outline for world government, was that anything that they did for the next 30 years, all the things that they planned to do, would have to have the threat of, literally the threat of death, the equal to war, as they tried to move us away from war with the major nations like Russia and China and put us into a big one world lovey-dovey friendship kind of a deal, that they would have to have something to replace that with, and that it would have to be big enough that it would actually frighten people to that they may die from it. And that's what they actually put in the Iron Mountain Report. And again, I get back to it, they said that if we did a few little changes and permitted some things to take place, in just a few years, we would mess up the environment and we would be affecting things like the climate. And now there's two sides to this from my point of view at this time. Number one is this, again, sticks sort of to their idea of using the outline from Iron Mountain to move us into world government, and had this list of 9 or 10 specific points.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back because Bob Fletcher is talking about basically, of course, this whole idea Barack Hussein Obama was talking about. We're going to have to do something about climate change. Now, Barack is talking about this in the year 2013. But about 50 years ago, in the early 1960s, a book came out. It was called The Report from Iron Mountain. And the author said that this was based upon a secret series of meetings held by a secret committee at a place called Iron Mountain. And basically, these people were supposed to figure out how we were going to control the world if we didn't have the threat of communism, certainly, and basically, of course, the threat of communism was totally created. I mean, the original communist movement was financed from America. Why was it financed by our industrialists, people like Henry Ford, who built the Ford plant at Gorky, and Ford still supplies that with the supplies to have cars over there in Russia, and the largest truck building plant in the world. We did all this for Russia. But why did we do that? Well, we needed an enemy. And basically, then, of course, we're talking 1962, the Second World War is over, and what would happen if we didn't have the enemy of communism and then of Nazism, who we incidentally financed the Nazis all during the Second World War. We built the weapons they could use to kill our boys. But now, of course, the Second World War is over. Communism seems to be certainly slipping away. how will we be able to govern? We have to have an enemy. And that was the basic theme of the report from Iron Mountain. We've got to have something to frighten the people, to make them feel that their lives are in danger. And Bob brings out very clearly that what they said, well, we've got to convince them that there's a danger out there. Maybe we could talk about the danger of the environment. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what the whole Agenda 21 is. I mean, the environment, any damage to the environment is what they are intentionally doing. We talk about global warming. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to read up on geoengineering, the fact that they are actively releasing massive amounts of aluminum into our environment, and it's killing our trees. The studies have shown in the whales, the amount of aluminum in the blubber of whales has gone up 2,000%. If you actually haven't heard our DVD on geoengineering, or certainly gotten some of the material we have, or gone to Deborah Tavares' website or Roslyn Peterson, but the best place to start with my DVD or Roslyn's talk on geoengineering. They've created the problem, and now they want to solve the problem. Bob, go right ahead.
And there's, of course, and again, the big deal about the Iron Mountain report is that it was so amazingly, it was very specific. They said, here's what we have to do, and they went right down the list and included a multitude of things besides the synthetic environmental issues, where they said, you know, we can actually cultivate problems ourselves if we permit industry to start doing this and that, and what have you. They also put in there, of course, that it would be a good idea, since we're going to move, the idea was they were going to move away, or at least make it look like we're not going to have to worry about Russia or China. And so they said, why don't we tell the American people that there's this huge amount of terrorists, you know, that we will cultivate this synthetic terrorist threat. And again, what was amazing, they said, they admitted right in the report, they said that there's absolutely no reason for a military in a government or in a country, and no reason for this extensive governmental controls and regulations and laws and rules and things. There's no reason for any of that if the people don't think they need it. And they said, like, we have to periodically have wars. We have to kill a specific amount, a certain percentage of the young men off every year or every 2 years or every 5 years by having wars. So the people will want and need us to protect them. And they talked in terms of societies throughout the historical review of mankind on Earth, that the only reason for government was the reason for protecting the inhabitants or the people or the persons within a given country. And that's why we have borders. We have to draw these borders and tell people that if anybody crosses our borders, the government will protect you. So you have to keep putting all this money out of your dollar, your taxes, keep putting all that money into the coffers so that we have it available to protect the American people.
And basically, there's, if you've never read the report from Iron Mountain, you can get it at Deborah Tavares, is one of her websites. She has the whole thing up there, but you can also get it from Amazon. I like to have my own book, so I can certainly read it. It's easier to read, but certainly you can read it on Deborah Tavares' website. Just Deborah Tavares, T-A-V-E-R-U-S. Look it up, and the report from Iron Mountain, if you've never read it, you should. And basically, it's the blueprint for everything that's happened. None of these things are happening by accident, ladies and gentlemen. They have to have you frightened. Who do you think finances the world terrorist movement? Why the United States? Who do you think finances Al-Qaeda? Why the United States? Who do you think financed, the communists from their inception? The corporations, banks in America, who financed the Nazis all during the war? Why, of course, the major American corporations? If you've never read the book, America's Nazi Secret, John Loftus wrote it. You can get my four interviews with John Loftus on a CD set called, four CD set, The War Against the Jews. And, of course, basically, working for the Defense, for the Justice Department, his job was to find out who what happened to the Nazi sympathizers who killed 2 million Jews in Belarus? Where were they? They wanted to track them down and try them. Well, what he eventually found out is another division of the Justice Department was actually hiding them in New Jersey, and they worked for government agencies, and they worked there until they died. They killed 2 million Jews. You've never heard that? Of course you wouldn't. The media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. The Secret War Against the Jews by John Loftus. We carry both books. And, of course, we also carry the 4-CD set of my interviews with John. But we can't let the American people know that we finance the Nazis any more than we can let them understand that we finance this whole world terrorist movement today. The best enemies American tax dollars can buy. Go right ahead, Bob.
And you know, when we talk about that and refer back, of course, to the Nazi situation, which was so horrendously, it was mind-boggling the amount of death and corruption and what have you that was festered there. And, of course, not too many people have read Mein Kampf. You know, people know about it, but I think the actual percentage, unless you happen to have been a student, and of Nazi or world history or of a history of the wars, you may not have read that, but I was overwhelmed the other day when Obama signed these executive orders, and I know a few other people picked up on it, so it is out there. But it was one of these lights, that, like a flashbulb that went off in my face when I saw that Obama was using these children. He flew in like five families from around the around the country that were involved with gun. They had some kind of a gun situation in their families, or they were involved with that shooting that took place recently and where the children died. And they flew these kids in with their families, and there are these five children there. Now we're talking about 6, 8, 9-year-olds, all right? And Obama's using them as props in front of the camera while he's signing the new executive orders to mess with the Second Amendment and move on and infringe on our Second Amendment. And it was really a setback for me, because I remembered in Mein Kampf itself, in the book that was written by Adolf Hitler, that Adolf Hitler had written, and basically I'm going to paraphrase here, I don't have it in front of me, but Hitler had written something that said, what we must always do is make the people think that the children are our most precious commodity, and that as long as the people think whatever we do in government, that we're doing it to protect the children, then the general public will put up with almost any type of infringement on their rights.
And but that's, Bob, what we need to get is, if you really want to protect the children, then you allow people to have concealed weapons in schools, the administrators, the teachers, anybody who wants to have a concealed weapon, certainly can have a concealed weapon in the schools, doing away totally with the gun-free school zones, because they become shooting factories. And had there been one person with a gun there, concealed weapon, at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, all those innocent little children wouldn't have died. Had there been one person with a gun at Virginia Tech, when suddenly this crazy student went in there, he killed 34 or 35 students. One person with a gun could have stopped it. If there had been one person with a gun at Columbine, nobody ever talks about that, and they do everything they can, of course, to prevent that from getting out. It's so logical, but nothing going on today is logical. They control our emotions, and they control the media, and suddenly you do not hear our major people talking about that. The NRA did a fairly good job. In fact, I've really appreciated for the first time what the NRA had done by running ads about Barack Obama's children and the fact that they went to a school where they actually had 11 armed guards for those two little girls. And of course, the NRA called Barack Obama a hypocrite. And of course, the press corps was furious. How dare, the NRA use children, children, we're not supposed to talk about children. We're not supposed to talk about the president's children, why that's trying to use the children to discredit him. They weren't using the children to discredit him. They were just showing that Barack Obama wanted his children protected, but he doesn't want your children protected, ladies and gentlemen. And all the gun grabbers, they want every school to be a gun free zone to facilitate the killing. Bob, you go right ahead.
Let me read. This really bothered me because this is the most flagrant, obvious use of Adolf Hitler concepts out of our own White House. And part of the specific language in Adolf Hitler's general concept of using the children, he said, as long as the government is perceived as working for the benefit of the children, the people will happily endure almost any curtailment of liberty and almost any deprivation. And that is Adolf Hitler's concept on utilizing the children as a ploy by which you will convince people to do almost anything you want, as long as they think it's got something to do with child protection. And there was Obama doing that so flagrantly the other day, I thought I was going to fall off of my chair. I could not believe. I mean, to me, it was absolutely stupid because there are so many people out here, that genuinely do know some of the concepts and the evil manipulation that Adolf Hitler carried off, obviously. And here is our president absolutely right out in front doing the same thing. And again, like we said, it was also part of the concept laid out in 1963 and 64 in this Iron Mountain report, being the concept under which you could scare the people sufficiently so that they could alter the Constitution and manipulate the entire nation to slowly move under a one-world government. And, of course, now they're going to have this. And, again, this is I'm kind of the lone ranger on this right now. Now, let's wait and see how things develop. But, I'm a believer that there's something else out there that is affecting our temperature and in the environment in general. And I believe that there is that 10th planet slowly making its way back into our solar system. And if, in fact, this starts to cause a bigger effects with solar flares and the magnetics and gravity and the different influences that it slowly would present to all of our planets, as that starting to increase, they can again just go back and say, oh, well, it's, too many automobiles or too much coal or this or that, and they may be setting us up to give themselves excuses for the public in the coming year or year and a half as the environment starts to get crazier and crazier. Now, they reported actually on the major media, has been reporting every week or so about the fact that, for example, only about 1 week back, there was a report on, I believe it was CBS, one of the major networks, that made the report that the summation of this last year was the hottest year in history. The hottest year for the United States, I guess, and the Earth in history in terms of the weather. All right. Now, of course, that's causing some funny things. It's causing a melting, a little more melting. They're blaming it on carbon dioxide or whatever and all these other different things.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Fletcher. He's talking about this whole idea of global warming. How are we doing the global warming? Is it causing the melting of the Arctic ice cap and the Antarctic ice cap and all things are terrible and a tremendous global warming, and it's all because of carbon dioxide, because we're driving our cars. We're generating electricity. There are too many people breathing out carbon dioxide. There are too many cattle. If we'd simply killed off the cattle and the animals, we wouldn't have so many carbon dioxide or so much. Ladies and gentlemen, does this make sense to you? Do you realize what percentage of the atmosphere is carbon dioxide? Basically, is it 1%? Is it 5%? Is it 0.1%? It's 0.04% or 0.03 or 0.04%, something like that. And basically, that's all there is, 0.004%. And that is certainly not creating global warming, but it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you control the medium and you say it often enough, unfortunately, people will come to believe. Go right ahead, Bob.
See, now, I may be proven to be wrong, and it's going to take a little bit of time, and maybe not too long, actually. But I've done an awful lot of research and study because there are so many other things that are fitting into different the parts of the 1,000-piece puzzle here that that this whole the whole future of the Earth is at right now. And I've been doing an awful lot of research on it. And lo and behold, I found out that in the last 2 years, that the planets, all of the planets in the outer part of our solar system, not closest in to the sun, but the farthest out, are heating up. They have been heating up definitively quite a bit. They've actually been heating up anywhere from 1 to 4 or 5 degrees, and these are the planets that are farthest away from our sun. So you can't say that it's the solar flare situation that's causing them to heat up. The surface chemical structure of the atmosphere of all of those planets that, by the way, we do a regular investigative research on a regular basis with satellites that are able to analyze the chemical surface of what's coming off and et cetera. They do it by using infrared analysis and all of that type
of thing. Talking now about the planets that are out there.
I'm talking about the planets that are out, right. And the planets starting out where Pluto is, okay, and then coming back in. So I'm not talking about the ones closest to the sun. They're all going up in temperature, a serious amount. Commonly, the changes of temperatures on the face of the Earth and or out there would be like 0.5% or something every 10 years. You know, it's very, very slow. But it has become very rapid, has become fairly big, like I say, as much as a degree or 0.6 or 0.9 or 2 degrees. What's also taking...
Well, now, wait a minute. Are you suggesting that that's actually happening, that the surface of the America of the Earth is increasing 0.6 to 0.9 of a degree?
No. I don't want to confuse you.
Okay. Because basically,
sure.
Maybe the other planets are, but America has not changed
not
that
yet.
Much in the last 100 years.
Well, not yet. However, we literally did go up like an entire 1 degree more this year on the face of the Earth, more than ever previously. All right. So that is a fact that we have experienced a tremendous increase in the Earth's temperature, even though it's a small amount. But going out in these farther planets farther out, they are increasing in temperature. And additionally, their chemical structure on the surface of them are also varying. They're altering. And additionally, they're finding that these farthest 4 or 5 planets out, and all of the moons of those planets that are also being affected, are also jiggling. They are moving in their regular orbits. They are being bounced around a little bit out there. All right. Now, this is a reality, and I have all the figures. I don't have them in front of me right now today because I didn't mean to speak about this. But so what's happening? Something out there in the far side, away from the sun, is causing this, And we've also experienced this last year one of the warmest years ever in the history of keeping weather record.
Right, but because we've had one of the coldest winters, too, here this last winter.
Only in varying places, because as only a few days ago, they were talking about the fact that areas of the Great Lakes that normally are frozen over are not freezing much at all yet. And as of just 3 days ago, they were getting additional amount of snow over there in around the lakes because it was warm water going into the atmosphere and causing snow at a higher level.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
All right, Bob, you go right ahead.
So it's, and I apologize for not having these specific numbers, but nonetheless, it's recognizably, the temperature's recognizably going up on the outer planets. Now, that's kind of strange because normally, obviously, if in fact you had if it was the solar, the increase in the solar activity, which we are also having, then it would make sense. But, and some of the degree changes I'm talking about, all right, it's like 0.7 degrees, and or excuse me, 0.70 of a 70% of a degree is something that we really do have to look at, and I have a feeling that, again, like I say, I may be the lone ranger out here, but I have a feeling it's this an external atmospheric body out.
Hold that
here
thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob's talking about the fact that in the other planets, why they're getting certainly increases in temperature, and even those furthest away from the sun. And Bob really thinks that this is related to some sort of a body, some sort of a planet or meteor or something suddenly coming in that certainly is entering the solar system and is changing the climate on other planets. Now, Bob, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how to get to your website, how to get your information.
Sure. The easiest way, obviously, if you got a computer and you're like me, I'm computer illiterate, but I've got one. But if you go on the computer and just go on Google or put on BobFletcherInvestigations.com, that'll put you right into my website. And we do have about 8 or 9 really tremendous exposés that we've done over the period of several years. And they're all available to the general public. And several of them were investigations that I was involved with directly for a couple of good senators and a couple of good congressmen over a period of years. If you'd like to drop us a note, you can reach me by just dropping a card or whatever to Bob Fletcher at Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Bob Fletcher at Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And we'd be glad to send you a little one-page catalog that explains some of the DVDs that are available. I don't sell anybody else's product. I like to keep it at arm's length on that. And so all we do have are the investigations that I have been directly involved with myself. And I get into a little bit of some of the strange things going on outside of our standard knowledge of earthbound things, so to speak, in one of my DVDs that I did a few years ago on the secrecy, government secrets, and UFOs. And when I happened to come across or had sent to me several thousand pages of Central Intelligence and FBI and other agencies, an accumulation of paper documentation over the years, and it showed, to my surprise, how many secrets Uncle Sam has been keeping from us in just that particular arena with unidentified flying saucers, things of that sort, and what's going on out there, and how serious our government was taking this all the period of time when they were telling us that there was just a bunch of crazy people reporting these things. And on the other hand, they were extensively getting involved with looking into all of these. And we were able to get a hold of the paperwork, and it was so much that I actually had to do a special little DVD on it. I was never one that was really into that, but when I realized how much, again, it just fits into what we're always talking about, Stan, and that is secrecy in government has gotten so profuse. I mean, we just, and I got into it as you know, just kind of by chance, but the bottom line is my discovery of how criminally deceptive our government is, that it's just mind-boggling, and that was one little arena, one area that I had to get into a few years ago, because it was...
Well, I think, of course, it's because there is an organized effort to keep the American people from understanding that there really is a supernatural element of so much of what's going on today. And basically, some people think these things are from other planets or outer space. I personally believe they're supernatural. But whichever position is right, and Bob and I might disagree on this, there's no question that it's real. There really are these strange and mysterious things that are happening, and they're doing everything they can to keep the American people from understanding about this. And basically, Bob is working on a new project now. Hopefully, it'll be done in a couple of months, where he talks about certainly the fact that they are building all sorts of underground facilities, underground tunnels, underground whole communities, where they can actually put key people from our government, and these are all across America. Of course, Jesse Ventura has covered this, but Bob does this extensively because he's done the research himself. They're preparing because they know the cataclysmic event is coming, and they want to protect themselves, but of course they're not making any preparations to protect the people. Go right ahead, Bob.
Right, and that's a worldwide, and that, again, was I've always known about it. I've been underground at the Denver airport. I was aware of it, and it was what they call continuity of government, and that is a means by which they can take a select few handful of people that somebody thinks is going to be able to guide us through things on the other side of any kind of a major disaster or catastrophe. And it never bothered me. That was okay, to the extent of, you certainly would have to have some people survive a major catastrophe. But when I found out so many other little, like I said earlier, that the out of the 1,000-piece puzzle that we're putting together here, when I found out so many that this was, number one, it was an international situation where the Chinese were doing crazy things in this respect, in this regard. And the Russians actually a year ago put out a mandate internally to create 5,000 of these underground facilities for themselves. This was a regular government project, and their target date was to make sure they had a lot of these or most of these accomplished and done as of the first of this year, all right, as of 2013. So when I saw all that, then I saw the money disappearing, this huge amounts of money vanishing out of the American, out of our treasury in every direction. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, now, what is going on? So I have expanded here for an entire year now. I've been into trying to get a good, complete handle on what's going on. And let me give you an example of something that's bothered me for a long time, and and I'm not trying to give away any secrets that I'm going to be putting into my report that we're doing right now as we speak.
And Sandy, when will that report be available, do you think?
I'm not even going to try to give you a date on it yet.
Okay, go ahead. Right.
But the bottom line is that, like, here's an example. You know, we looked at, over the last, let's say 50 years, or 30 to 50 years, we've had these extraordinary advances in science. Every single part of science. I mean, you know, we have microwaves in our kitchens now for many, many years. We have all kinds of medical advances. We have advances in automobiles. We have the electronics, of course. Electronics is amazing. I mean, this is like almost on a weekly basis and we take these little tiny cameras and wristwatches now and telephones, you know, and cameras inside telephones and all of this kind of stuff, you know, that are extraordinary advances in all forms of science. But when every time they were doing for the last 20 years, every time we did what you would call a space shot, a space probe, or they would put the Challenger up for or going up with the doing whatever they're going to do in outer space, putting out putting new satellites up and all of that. For some reason, they have us convinced that we have not gone past the 1949 rockets, the old Chinese firecrackers, which is what we have when you look at rockets. It's just an old fire-burning rocket from 1949 from the White Sands Proving Grounds. It's literally the same kind of a vehicle to put us into outer space, put our guys up to do whatever they're doing in terms of and building the space platform that we cooperatively do with three or four other countries. And all that. We've been convinced that for some reason we've done all of these magnificent advances of science, but when it comes to going a jet airplane, and that's all we have now, it is the same thing. It's a big old, it's a rocket, but it's a fuel-burning rocket. That's baloney. They have been carrying out above top secret space exploration with totally different manners of getting out there, with the ability to go much farther and onto an entire scientific concept of getting us into outer space. And they have not told us anything about it. For them to try and convince me, or you, if you had any common sense, if you sit there and you say, well, we have these unbelievable advances on a weekly basis in all forms of things, but for some reason we're still using the firecracker that the Chinese invented 400 years ago, a big piece of burning fuel to push a rocket up in outer space. That's baloney, and they've been carrying out much, much more serious, farther advanced space exploration with a different type of a craft completely. They've had this X-35 and an X-33, an entire fleet of those they put together that they kept very quiet. That's been at Edwards Air Force Base for I don't even know how many years now, at least 15 years. They're making changes on that. But I have discovered where they have been working on what they call, you know, which is some of the basis of Einstein's theory of relativity in terms of warping space and time. Einstein's theory of relativity has been laying around since 1938. It is a real science, and they are way farther than they are telling the entire world in terms of what they're doing. They have above top secret space exploration that dwarfs all of this stupid firecracker that they show us blasting off every 90 days from Cape Canaveral. And I'm going to try to present some of that along with other material that an awful lot of people, when they first look at it, they're going to think Bob Fletcher has lost his mind, they're going to think that Bob Fletcher's gone over the edge. But I haven't, and I will be presenting some of that in the new DVD that we're trying to finalize.
I can hardly wait to see it, Bob.
It's amazing stuff. And if you really do, you know, just using common sense, I started looking at it and I said, we've done all this stuff, and they're trying to tell us that they're still pushing these little firecrackers up off of Cape Canaveral to push a craft up and float around. That's not what's going on. And they actually did during Kennedy's administration. They had one of the big think tanks. They did an exploratory. They said, as we begin in the early 60s, they said, as we start going into outer space, if we make major discoveries in outer space or in our quest as we develop these rockets or the manner by which we're going to have to go out into these farther reaches of outer space, how much should we tell the American people? This was similar to the Iron Mountain report, and it was totally a separate separate study. And that was the question that was asked again: how much can we tell the American people? And they came back and they said, "Don't tell them anything, because as we start getting into these amazing discoveries that they knew they were going to get into, as they worked on this stuff." They said it will totally interrupt the entire, to use their word, it would disturb the very fabric of our civilization, so we must keep our mouth shut. And that's what they've done since 1963 or 65, whenever it was, when they started getting serious about the space exploration.
But of course, everything is secret, and basically yes. You work for government, you sign a secrecy agreement that you will never leave. And certainly many people in our intelligence agencies, many people in our scientific organization, everything, if it's classified, if they mention it, they can go to prison for the rest of their life. In fact, if they mention it, they may very well be killed. And I'm not joking. They do kill people who let information out or they fear going to release information. I personally believe that they don't want this information out because it gets into the supernatural.
And that may certainly fall into part of it, and it may overlap, so to speak, with both the left and the right. But the thing that's so disturbing, of course, is, again, like we're always saying, they keep so much secret, and they have done it for so long that they have things that they don't even remember what they were keeping secrets about. I mean, it is really extraordinary. And people always say, well, Bob, they could never keep all of this huge amount of information. They couldn't keep all of this stuff secret from the people. But we have to remember, for 5 years, thousands of people worked on the atomic bomb. And nobody knew about it at all until all of a sudden one afternoon we blew up half of Japan with a single bomb. And nobody, it didn't get out. It was the Manhattan Project, thousands of people working in little groups of 100 at a time all over the United States. And they used to have signs up in front of the locations that said, if you get your information here, you leave it here. And that was a reminder for every employee that went into a little operation someplace that was a part and parcel to the secrecy of the atomic bomb. They did keep it secret. They kept it totally secret, and thousands of people kept their mouths shut for 5 years while they created that bomb.
There's so many other secrets. For instance, that Agent Orange over there in Vietnam, they defoliated the foliage, and they kept saying there's nothing to it. It's not dangerous. It just destroys foliage. And they knew, of course, it would be terribly toxic and poisonous to the Viet Cong and to the Vietnamese civilians, and yes, to the Americans. And many of our Americans actually, of course, came in contact with it. They got cancer because it actually destroys the immune system. And so one of our generals, I think it was Zumwalt, Admiral Zumwalt, and his son got a cancer because of his exposure to Agent Orange. And the Admiral actually spent the rest of his life trying to reveal the truth about how we had actually killed all of these people. And yet it took, I mean, 30 or 40 years before the government would finally admit the truth about Dachshund and Agent Orange. Well, certainly our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. Fascinating information that you're not going to get elsewhere. And ladies and gentlemen, there really are secrets out there. And I believe, of course, that we have pierced the supernatural. But the last thing they want is for the common people to understand the two spirits of forces at work in the world today. Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
And what you say is absolutely correct. And I, you know, in terms of the supernatural and other spiritual effects involved with these things, some of the sciences, some of the sciences that we, you know, we are really embryonic. We're like babes in the woods when it comes to scientific understanding. And again, some of the things that Einstein talked about that, you know, that people still don't get a good grasp or a good handle on. Certainly are real, this business of his theory of relativity, which I won't get into too much at this point, but this, the idea that space and time is the same, all the same, and can be twisted and warped and what have you, and manipulated. So once you get to where
and
you
great.
Have that ability, it's just like the weapons we've seen, you know, the new beams, the regular microwave is pretty amazing, but now we have plasma beams, and they have the collider, which is a super secret experiment set up, which is a gigantic electronic gun that shoots actually atomic particles at each other, two of them from two sides on this giant circular electronic apparatus. And what they've done now is taken atoms and broken atoms down to the small particles that make those up. And by the way, Stan, you'd be interested, they're calling those particles the God particles. They're now saying that this is the discovery of what they're calling the God particles, and that is literally what makes up atoms, what makes up atomic structure, the smaller particles beneath the atoms themselves. And as these people get into this stuff, they don't tell us some of the regular little things they keep secret, small things like who they assassinated last week and who they plan to take out next week. And when you look at that kind of thing and you compare it to some of the super scientific business that's going on and being kept secret, boy, we're really in trouble, folks, because we don't know anything when it comes to trying to find out what the government's doing on a daily basis. We are really blindfolded, and it's scary. It is frightening when you really think about it.
Well, this is not our government. This is the invisible government. These are the people who control both political parties and make democracy out of our elections.
That's true.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our guest certainly has been Bob Fletcher. Bob, fascinating evening as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you again sometime real soon.
Thank you, Stan.
Good night. God bless, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision protection. If you'd like to help us actually reprint our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get a case of the book for $150 donation. And then, of course, if you get that, well, I will give you a free 4-CD set or a free a DVD, something we produced to help defray the postage. But, of course, you'll be getting the books for less than $2.40 each. And you can give them away, you can sell them. But the important thing is that if you can get people to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, it can change their lives. And not only for this world but for eternity. So if you'd like to get a case of the books or you'd like to read the book, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can't afford it, go to our website, radioliberty.com, scroll down to books, and then, of course, you scroll down there. The first DVD we have is my talk, The Brotherhood of Darkness, from which the book actually came. Then, of course, we want to mention we have a great new DVD out. It's called The Common Core. Common Core. It's the story of the Common Core curriculum, the talk that Orlean Kohler gave at our last conference. It goes into the fact that they are transforming the educational system across America, and you're not going to hear about it. But, of course, they're going to take the certainly put every student will have a computer. The teacher will no longer teach. They'll simply be there to supervise. The curriculum will be a federal curriculum aimed at certainly indoctrinating our youth and destroying their love of God and family and country. Destroy their belief in God. That's so important. Destroy their belief in country. So basically, why we want them, of course, to be good global citizens. And as far as family, we don't want to believe in families, man, woman, getting married and having children. We want to believe a family is two gays or two lesbians, or certainly you don't need to be married at all, just shack up together. Why do you think we've had the moral breakdown we have? Why do you think that half of the Christian marriages in America end in divorce? They know exactly what they're doing. They want to destroy the moral fabric of our society. They're doing a great job, and now they can really facilitate it with a new curriculum. Common Core. You really need to hear what's going on, and you're never going to get it from the regular media. Orlean Kohler gave this talk at our conference October 21st of last year. It's a DVD. Oh, she also has a book, which we carry. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me also suggest my talk on the hidden agenda. It's the story of water fluoridation and how they're actually certainly poisoning us, but specifically the blacks. This is aimed at the black population. Because, of course, if you put the hydrofluorosilicic acid in drinking water, and 90% of the communities are fluoridated with that, why didn't it raise the level of lead in the blood of black people 6 times. They get 6 times as much lead in their blood, and of course gives them an encephalopathy, and as a result of that, they engaged in criminal activity, which is why they're 1 in every 3 young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. Nobody's going to tell you these things. This is the work of Dr. Robin Masters at Dartmouth University. And that, of course, is my talk, The Hidden Agenda, and you get the syllabus that goes with that. And if you'd like the information on Dr. Master's work, you can call us, and we actually have duplicated his articles. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you want to understand the vaccines and how they're poisoning us, my telephone number, it's a talk called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. So we ask you, of course, to give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful.
Welcome
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome back. It is Monday. You're in the right place. It is January 21st, 2013. We thank you so very much for joining us today. Continuing to talk about what is versus what they want you to think is. Joining us today in the second hour will be Dave Krieger. We have not had him talk about the mortgage fraud industry lately. Find out what lawsuits have been prepared, what cases have been decided, and what has been done to the people as a result of them being defrauded in the mortgage industry. And it is a huge fraud and a huge industry. Many of you have been affected by this, and we'll have Dave tell us the latest. He is obviously the author of Clouded Titles, who has probably done more work on the fraudulent end of the industry than anyone else. So we'll be talking to Dave Krieger in the second hour. In the third hour, we have a return visit from Mike Powers. Mike Powers joining us today to talk on Sandy Hook. More issues, some have been cleared up, some